Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 139, Criminal Justice Evolution. That's CJ Evolution. We're at 139 episodes. How does that happen? It happens because of you, the listener, the person who's downloading the show, sharing it with family and friends. Thank you for the support. Thank you for all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. We wouldn't have this country without you going out there every day and night protecting us. So thank you so much. I don't care what people are saying out there criticizing law enforcement, first responders, we all love you. You know that, or at least I hope you know that, because that is the truth. I wanted to talk a little bit about my good friend Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching. We all face hurdles in our life, folks. Those roadblocks that seem like we can't overcome. That's where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in. They can help you. Just reach out to her at frameofmindcoaching.com. Tell her that I sent you to her, and she will love that. So again, frameofmindcoaching.com. Tell her Patrick sent you. On to the show. You know, I always love when I read of entrepreneurs, especially first responders, law enforcement, fire personnel, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field, I always love when I read about people who are taking that entrepreneurial plunge and that step forward to making their dreams come true. Maybe it's a book, maybe it's consulting, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field, I applaud you, because there's nothing wrong with being an entrepreneur and being a criminal justice professional at the same time and providing value and a service to people who need your knowledge. And there's so many people out there who need your knowledge and experience. And hey, why not make a few bucks at it while you're at it? So I wanted to give you some tips. For those of you on the fence, maybe you have a great idea, a great book, a great service, consulting, whatever it is, I want you to follow these tips, because I really do think they will help you take that big step forward in achieving your goals and your dreams. So number one, write down the why. Why are you really in this business that you are in? What made you start your business? Why are you doing this? Is it because you want to be your own boss? Is it because you wanted more freedom and time to spend with your family? More money? We all love money, right? Is it because you wanted to control your own destiny, which is very important? Whatever your why is, you need to know it's so that it keeps you going when things are not going well for you. Number two, we've talked about this before, write down your goals. Athletes, successful business people, lawyers, doctors, great achievers in all fields use goal setting. Statistics show people who write down their goals have an average of over 80% higher success rate of achieving them. Short-term goals are usually simpler and easy than long-term goals. Why? Well, writing them down can help you have more frequent victories and building momentum with each one you complete. If you do that, you can have more excitement and more motivation as you reach those goals on time. When you reach your short-term goals, don't forget to reward yourself and celebrate. There's something about having something in writing, too. When it's in writing, you can see it instead of just having it in your mind, and most of us are going to forget about it, myself included. If you have it written down, again, you know, research and statistics show that you're going to complete that goal. Number three, expand your knowledge. Expand your knowledge by taking courses, reading books, ebooks, attending learning events, seminars, whatever. Teleclasses are enjoyable, convenient, and fun for learning and discussing ideas with a group that have the same interest. Associating with people in your field instead of people who will tell you that you can't make it will help you a lot in your drive toward your goal. Again, we've talked about this, folks. Getting surrounded with the right people, not the wrong people. You're always going to have the naysayers in your life, but limit those naysayers. A lot of times they're your family, which is hard, but you want to surround yourself with people that can push you to that next level. So number four, another very important aspect, visualize what you want. People who visualize things have a guiding vision in their head, heart, and soul. Visualization, is the ability to create clear, detailed, and accurate images in your mind of events that you want to create as physical reality. Visualization is very powerful. If you can visualize it, your mind will push you to that direction, believe it or not. So five, replace negative self-talk. Know that you are the creator of your thoughts and believe. Replace negative self-talk and change it to positive self-talk. We all have bad days. We all know that. But overwhelmingly, we should be pumping positivity into our life, into our body. You need to talk to yourself that you can succeed. Tell yourself that you are a winner and that you will make your business a success. People who will try to brainwash you that your business may not work. Again, a lot of times it's close family or it's family and close friends. You know, you can get rid of some friends who are toxic. We've talked about that. You can't get rid of your family, but you can disassociate. You can limit that connection. You want to surround yourself with those positive people. You need not to listen to them and tell yourself every day that you will succeed. Family and friends do that the best, like I just talked about. Number six, make sure that you are persistent and consistent. The lack of persistence and consistency is one of the major causes of failure. Many people are good starters, but very poor finishers of everything they start. They tend to give up at the first sight of defeat. When you start a business of any kind, you need to stay in the game, no matter what. So how do you stay in the game when things are down? First, you need to definite purpose, which should be backed by a burning desire. You need to have a plan in place that is backed up by action, not just words, but action. You also need to know your why that will keep you in the game, as explained when we first started this show. The why, if you have the why, folks, the how will work itself out. Number seven, organize your planning. If you have a plan on how to make your business work and your plan does not work well, then you need to try something else. I'm not saying that you should try a different business, but a different plan. If that plan does not work, then you need to try something else. If this plan fails to work, then you need to try another and so on until you find a plan or of action that does work and will bring you great results. The most successful people in all fields know that. They failed their way to success. Nobody, no billionaire, no successful business person, man or woman, you know, has just had success after success after success. They failed multiple times until that one time they succeeded. Successful people know that. They got to get up when they're knocked down. Number eight, take action. Very important. When you take action, things are getting done. Again, you know, words backed up by action. When you just think about an idea for your business and you don't take any action, then nothing gets done ever. Visualizing, persistence, goals, and positive self-talk, none of that is important unless you start to take action towards what you are striving for. Folks, you all have business ideas out there. I know you do. You all want to do something on the side. Maybe you want to leave the law enforcement. You want to leave criminal justice. You know, even though it's a great field to be in, very exciting, very rewarding, but I know you want to do something else on the side, or maybe you have dreams after your career. You need to start planning, and you need to take that step forward to realizing your goals and your dreams. I hope this has been beneficial, folks. You can head over to cjevolution.net. That's cjevolution.net. You can check out the website. There's been some additions, new pictures. If you click on the link to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. A lot of great guests coming on very soon, and I hope you enjoy them. So with that, folks, thank you again to all the first responders out there, you know, serving day and night in a very, very tough environment. I applaud each and every one of you. Until the next time, be safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.